This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Warning! The roof's on fire! About to experience the most high-octane, pedal-to-the-metal, controversial show of your life. Please buckle up and hold on tightly. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allyn Root, raw and unfiltered, with America's favorite conservative rock star, direct from the entertainment capital of the world, Las Vegas. What time is it? It's time for War! Here's your host, 100% raw truth, 100% American-made, the Warrior. Wayne Allyn Root.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root, the roof's on fire. It is Lindell TV time. It is USA Audio time. All the above intersect in the 7 o'clock East Coast hour, 4 o'clock West. A couple of quick headlines, and I'll get to my guest. Senator Chuck Grassley, said today that the Burisma executive who allegedly paid Joe Biden and Hunter Biden kept 17 audio recordings of his conversation with them as an insurance policy. I mean, this is why Trump was indicted on Friday. This is it. Or maybe it's Thursday. I don't know. Whatever day last week Trump got indicted. This is the reason he was indicted. They're trying to cover up this massive, massive scandal. And then Trump said today the real pictures from Hunter Biden's laptop have not been exposed yet. And I tried to tell you that 3 years ago. Has it been 3 years? It was October of 2020. So it's almost just under, like, 3 months short of 3 years since I told you that there were terrible images. I didn't see them, but I heard from friends of mine who are credible that saw Hunter Biden's laptop images, thousands of them, that there were filthy, filthy images, and even the possibility of underage girls, terrible actions by Hunter. So Trump says the worst has not even come out yet. Also, GOP lawmakers say the FBI informant file confirms that Joe Biden is the big guy. And last but not least, Joe Biden puts the transgender flag up on the White House over the weekend. How offensive to every normal American. How offensive to everybody in America who has a brain. And then Joe Biden said to a group of LGBTQ supporters, "This is the most courageous group I've ever seen any time in the recent past." He forgets all the soldiers who fought and died in Vietnam, the Korean War, Vietnam, Panama, Grenada, Beirut bombing, the most recent Iraq War, the most recent Afghanistan War. Think of all the wars we fought and all the soldiers and the 13 guys who died at the Iraq airport. All these soldiers who died for America, and he thinks the most courageous people in the world are gay people and transgenders, and flies the transgender flag alongside the American flag at the White House. And you wonder why Biden is losing to Trump. And Trump, after being indicted for the second time in 2 months, Trump now leads over DeSantis 61 to 28. He leads by 38 points and 57 points over the entire GOP field. And I assume, my assumption is, he's expanded his 7-point lead over Biden even further. I mean, it's just disgusting what's happening in our country. So I've brought Patrick Basham along to be our guest here. Rare I have a guest in top of the hour, but Patrick is a great guest to talk about polls and how the American people feel. He's the director of the Democracy Institute. The website is democracyinstitute.org, democracyinstitute.org. Patrick Basham, welcome to the Wayne Allyn Root Show.
Thank you, Wayne. Always great to be with you.
So you saw, I assume, the new CBS poll, which did not tackle the general election, but which said in the Republican primary, since Trump's indictment last week, he's actually gone up, which is what I predicted from day one on this show, day and night. I kept saying again and again, he's going to go up, because the American people see this, especially Republicans and right-leaning independents, and they go, how unfair is this? How wrong is this? How disgusting is this? How disgraceful is this? How biased is this? What an incredible election interference is this? And they're going to side with Trump. You're making him a martyr, and you're making him actually a sympathetic figure to people who maybe in the past did not feel any sympathy for Donald J. Trump. So tell me about your polling, Patrick Basham, at the Democracy Institute.
Yeah, well, before the indictment, we had Donald Trump in the Republican primary up 57-22 over Ron DeSantis. Our more recent polling over the last couple of days shows that lead expanding. Trump's now over 60%. DeSantis is just barely hanging on to around 20%. In the general election matchup, before the indictment, we had Joe Biden 3 points down on Trump. Trump up plus three over Biden, which in the Electoral College would be a big win for Donald Trump and the Republicans. We're now looking at probably a 5-6 point lead, which has been an absolute wipeout in the Electoral College. So what we see here is the indictment decision was consequential. In fact, it's so monumental.
Right.
Not only is probably guaranteed Donald Trump the Republican nomination for president, but may have guaranteed him the presidency. So my theory at the moment, my working theory at the moment, Wayne, is that this is such a bad move on the Biden administration campaign's part. It makes you think, who's actually Biden's campaign manager? Is it secretly Donald Trump? Because everything Biden is doing is making it that more and more likely probable that Donald Trump is the next president.
Yeah, well, look, polls aren't life, though. I mean, what's life is Donald Trump facing life in prison, meaning, you know, you can get 20 years and he's 77 years old come election time. He'll be in prison until he's 97. That's life in prison. He'll die in prison. They want you to die in prison for having some papers in the wrong box at home in your basement. I mean, think about that for a minute, Patrick. How absurd is this? And have you polled the American public about how they feel about this actual indictment and what they think about mishandling papers, which every president does?
Yeah. Number one, people don't see it. Whether they think there's something to the charges or not, they don't think it's a serious enough issue.
Right.
It's not a priority. You know, when the economy's cratering and people can't afford to buy groceries and pay rent and pay their mortgage and have their car repossessed, you know, this is just not a big enough issue. Even those who think there's something there. But most people recognize this is a political prosecution. It's persecution of Donald Trump. And so what's happened is, this is part of the self-inflicted wound on the Biden administration campaign's part, is in this political theater, Biden's chosen to portray himself as the bully, which by default makes Donald Trump the victim. Right? And as you said, people are telling us that they aren't, people are really surprised. Independent voters, for example, who don't particularly care for Trump as a person, even if they like some of his policies, they're now feeling sympathetic towards Trump. They never thought that would ever happen, right? Because enough Americans still want fairness. And they just know this is fundamentally, above being dangerous, it's fundamentally unfair. And that's to say, it's a huge mistake by Biden.
I see here your poll asks, do you think President Joe Biden is better or worse as a president than former President Donald Trump? Tell everybody the results of that poll. Startling.
Yeah, it's double digits for Trump. People think that the Trump presidency was better than Biden's. This is something that's grown. I mean, it's been there for a while, actually, in our polls. We keep asking the same and similar questions. But what we find is usually 10-15 point advantage to Trump. If you're saying who was better on the economy, who was better on foreign policy, who was better overall as a president, more and more people are thinking to themselves, you know, I didn't like everything about Trump, especially on the stylistic side of it. But boy, we had a good economy. We weren't at war with anybody. Right. I mean, you know, we had good trade deals. China seemed to be more under wraps than it is now. And everything, the Biden administration says everything's better. Of course, that's confession through projection. Right. And in fact, most Americans think that everything is worse. And
yeah, let's give the exact numbers.
The problem for the Biden administration.
Patrick, 57-38 think worse under Biden than Trump, or Biden did a worse job as president than Trump. 57-38. So you said double digits, but you're soft selling it. Double digits is 10. This is a 19-point victory, just a shade under 20 points. Trump is lapping him. It's really quite amazing.
Yeah, you're right. I've always been a little on the underselling side. Wayne, I apologize for that. But yeah, this is it. And I think this number and all these numbers that favor Trump are likely to grow, because what is going to change this? The economy is getting worse. All the forecasts are that it's going to get much worse. The Ukraine thing, the Ukraine crisis, war, that boondoggle is going to go on, it appears. So all they can do is not, they can't beat Trump on the merits. They can't beat him in the field of play. What they have to do is eliminate him from the field of play.
Right.
And they think incorrectly, because this indictment is just crazy. I mean, it's completely unconstitutional. He's on strong legal and constitutional grounds. But this thing won't even probably get to trial until after the election.
Well,
if Trump wins the election, even if he went to trial, even if he was found guilty, he can pardon himself as the president.
Right.
And it's not about it's not about putting John.
I'll tell you what they're gambling on, Patrick, that they'll have it to trial in 1 year. 1 year from now is next summer, right before the election. And they're gambling they'll have him found guilty right before the election so that he loses. If he loses, he can't pardon himself, and he faces life in prison, literally. That's what they're gambling on, that they can get this done, this trial on by next summer, and then it'll take 2 months, so the trial could take the whole July and August, or the whole August, September, in the middle of campaign season. That's what they're trying to do, and we know they're a bunch of crooks and a bunch of creeps. They may be able to do it. Patrick Basham, democracyinstitute.org. Thank you, Patrick, for coming on the show. Appreciate it. Great numbers, as always. MyPillow, sponsor of this segment of the show. Go to MyPillow.com at a checkout. Use the promo code ROOT and get up to 80% off on their big sales on sandals and beach towels and blankets and much more. And their Pillow 2.0, best pillow ever invented. Go to MyPillow.com, promo code ROOT, and you get the biggest discount, the biggest sale, biggest overstock. Whatever they've got going applies to you, and you get up to 80% off. MyPillow.com, the great Mike Lindell. This is Mike Lindell's Network, FrankSpeech.com. We'll be right back. Hi, it's Wayne Allyn Root. If you have a patriotic, freedom-loving family like I do, you're going to love shopping at GreatPatriotStore.com. This is the answer to inflation. Hundreds of the household products you're already buying, but much better quality at far lower prices, and all made in the USA by a company run by conservatives and patriots, GreatPatriotStore.com. Their cleaning products are much safer for our children because they don't have any toxic chemicals. And now this son of a butcher can announce their beef is humanely raised in open space green pastures right here in the USA, and never ever given any hormones or antibiotics. Their beef is the highest quality anywhere, is never sold in stores, and is exclusively available only to their members. So like a Costco or Sam's Club, you need to become a member. Go to GreatPatriotStore.com, fill out the form, and someone will contact you and make it really easy for you to sign up. Get better, healthier, greener, made in America products delivered to your front door at the lowest prices in America. Beat inflation. Now they've got the beef. Go to GreatPatriotStore.com, GreatPatriotStore.com. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root for Amio Life. You all know how much I value my health and how much I support hardworking, patriotic companies fighting to help Americans each and every day. One of my favorite companies is Amio Life. Amio joins me in fighting for freedom and supporting the natural health of families across America. I use their alkaline structured silver solution 3 times a day, natural silver mouthwash, and silver gel on my face each night, and silver lozenges all throughout my show. It's all part of my daily wellness routine. The good folks at Amio Life realize that inflation is hitting hard right now, so they're offering my listeners, get this, a special 50% discount on their entire product line. Good, clean, natural health should be available to everyone, no matter what. Visit AmioLife.com. That's AmioLife.com, and use the promo code ROOT50 to save 50%, or give them a call at 800-422-8148. Remember to say ROOT50 to receive 50% off. Toll free, 800-422-8148.
Hi, this is Wayne Alaruth for the great Mike Lindell and My Pillow. They sold over 70 million pillows for a reason. Now the latest version is unveiled, My Pillow 2.0, with the latest cutting-edge technology to help you sleep. The greatest pillows ever created. Now buy one, get one free, plus a 60-day guarantee. There are two places to go to receive great offers on Mike Lindell's products, MyPillow.com and MyStore.com. With promo code ROOT, you get the best prices and the biggest sales on every product in both stores. 50% off, 60% off, 66% off. Some products, 80% off. But you must use the promo code ROOT, MyPillow.com and MyStore.com, where you can save up to 50% on a My Coffee subscription. Plus many other amazing products from patriotic American entrepreneurs with promo code ROOT, MyPillow.com and MyStore.com. You get the best prices and the biggest sales on every product in both stores, MyPillow.com and MyStore.com. Be sure to use promo code ROOT.
Raw and unfiltered.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Lindell TV at frankspeech.com and USA Audio Network. Best place to find it, by the way, is my website, rootforamerica.com. From there, you can click on my national radio show, my local Vegas radio show. You can click on Lindell TV. You can click on Real America's Voice TV when I'm on weekends at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific on Saturdays. Then it replays like four or five times a weekend with America's Top 10 Countdown with Wayne Alaruth. I hope you caught it this weekend. I'm very proud. I think it was my best show ever. I think I'm just now hitting my stride. Every show's been great. I get such incredible feedback from all my fans, but I think Saturday's show was the best one I've ever done, the best top 10 I've ever done. And I think it's important to always do top 10s because I think people love top 10 lists. It's as simple as that. Sponsor of this segment of the show, RevRex. The IRS is hiring 87,000 new IRS agents. It's not a matter of if, but when you or your small business are audited. You need to be prepared when the audit notice arrives. That's why you need my friends at RevRex, Revenue Reconciliation Made Easy. That's what it's short for. RevRex is Revenue Reconciliation Made Easy. When the IRS audits you, they access all your third-party databases, your credit cards, your bank statements, your point-of-sale system without your permission. They want to find out if your income is underreported. In many cases, it is not underreported, but how do you prove it? RevRex. RevRex will match up your revenue and reconcile it to make sure your records are accurate and complete and make sure that you beat the IRS to the punch and stop an audit in its tracks. exclusively for my fans, special discounted pricing on an annual subscription. Just tell them Moore sent you. Go to RevRex.com. That's RevRex.com. So Target, you know, this is a story that's near and dear to my heart because you know that I wrote the Great Patriot Protest and Boycott book 2 years ago. Came out 18 months ago. And then those were all the companies you should boycott. Target was one of them. Disney's one of them. Bed Bath & Beyond's one of them. And then the Great Patriot Boycott book, the companies you should buy and spend your money with. Here's where you can spend your money. 128 great companies endorsed by President Trump. He loves my book. Told everyone to buy it. And this is how, he said, this is how you battle Bud Light and Anheuser-Busch. And this is how you battle Disney. This is how you battle Target. You spend your money with only the good guys. The Great Patriot Boycott book. Well, Target's market cap losses hit $15.7 billion and shares approach a 52-week low amid the woke backlash. So cap losses hit $15.7 billion, basically give or take a couple hundred million, $16 billion down. Great job, Patriots. We're doing a great job. But you got to do it with all the companies. And you say, well, who are all the companies? Well, if you grab my book, The Great Patriot Protest and Boycott Book, here's 116 companies you should boycott. And even though it was written 2 years ago, almost every company on the list is an accurate, you know, bullseye today. And except you got to add a few, like Budweiser and Anheuser-Busch. And you got to add Fox News. Used to love them, now I hate them. The Great Patriot Boycott Book is where you spend your money. And there's 128 great companies in there. But boycotts are working. Target's market value was over $74 billion before pride displays made national news. And their tuck-friendly women's swimsuits, everyone by now has heard about that. Shares fell to $126 when the market closed Monday after eclipsing $161 just last month. Three Wall Street firms have now downgraded the shares on concerns of slowing sales. See, it's not just about the share price, which hits the executives and the CEO right where they deserve it, right up the wazoo, right? But the Target shares are now down. Great, they've lost a lot of money with their stock ownership and their options. But the way to hit them is with sales. These share prices are just reflective of the fact that no one's walking in the store anymore. We've hurt their sales big time. So all good, all good. Target's drop in store traffic in the final week in May, 13.9% down. And the drop coincided with the Pride controversy making national news. So they've got so many problems from so many different directions. You might say they're business neutral now. You know, like sex neutral, gender neutral. They're business neutral because they're getting hit, and they're buy. They're business buy. They're getting hit in sales. They're getting hit in market share. Target is buy financial news now. We're getting them, and we got to go after all the bad guys. So it just never ends. All the antics of the left, it never ends. Here's one, another great story I want to get to real quick. The world reacts as Joe Biden makes unvaccinated athletes wear masks. He's having an event at the White House with a trans flag flying. That's the first thing, next to the American flag. Disgusting, revolting, I want to vomit. And then the athletes, if they're unvaccinated, have to wear masks and socially distance. Is this 2020 or is this 2023? Wake up for this nightmare, Joe Biden. What a moron.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
War now.
USA News Update. Miami is ready for President Trump's arraignment at the federal courthouse tomorrow. Mayor Suarez assures that the city can handle large crowds with sufficient law enforcement and fire rescue personnel. The police chief has confirmed no credible threats exist at the present time. President Biden postponed a meeting with the head of NATO today due to a root canal procedure. White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre said the president is doing just fine after his root canal.
The procedure has been successfully completed, and he'll be certainly working in the residence this afternoon.
The meeting with the NATO Secretary General was rescheduled for tomorrow. American sentiment towards inflation is becoming increasingly positive as people believe it's on a downward trajectory. The latest survey of consumer expectations conducted by the New York Federal Reserve reveals that the inflation outlook reached its lowest point in 2 years in May. John Schaefer, USA News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veterans. Nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
My first hour of my show, which is on radio only, not on Lindell TV. One of the things I talked about, I'm heading to Silicon Valley, so I'll be off for one day tomorrow. It's an important day. Who knew when I booked a speech many, many months ago for Tuesday the 19th of, or Tuesday 13th of June, that's tomorrow, that I'd be giving a speech in Silicon Valley on the day that Trump has been indicted and he's being arraigned and he's going to have a mugshot out. Tomorrow's going to be a big, big news day. And everyone's going to be talking about Trump, and I won't be here. So just understand that there's just the best of Wayne on Lindell TV tomorrow. Lee Elsie will be my guest host on USA Audio Radio. He'll give you the best information and fill in on what's going on down in Miami, Florida, where Trump is turning himself in. And I'll be back on Wednesday, as Schwarzenegger would say. I'll be back. I'm only gone one day. I'm giving a speech in front of the Silicon Valley Conservatives and Republicans, the Liberty Forum, Silicon Valley Liberty Forum in Mountain View, California tomorrow. And there will be hundreds of people waiting for me to hear my up close and personal views on what's happening with the country. I don't know if anybody in Silicon Valley has ever heard from someone like Wayne Root before. So this is going to be an awakening. This is going to be the great reset, the great Wayne Root reset, the great Silicon Valley crisis. They're going to need riot police in Mountain View, California tomorrow. But I will tell you this. I was saying on radio in the last hour that I'm going to try and write a commentary from Mountain View, California tomorrow. I'm going tonight. I'm flying in tonight. I'm going to get there about 11 o'clock at night, and I'll get a good night's sleep, and then I'll get up, wake up, work out, and then I'm going to write a column. And the column is, Trump got one thing wrong as president, one really big thing. He did some things that I disagree with. For instance, he should have gotten voter ID. That was a big one. He should have made sure that Google and Facebook and Twitter cannot ban or suspend or censor conservatives. That was another big one that got dropped during his presidency. And, of course, Obamacare should have been obliterated. That wasn't Trump's fault. That was John McCain. His last act as a living human was to vote down with his thumb from his wheelchair, and then he died a few days later. Can you imagine what a scumbag John McCain is? And again, I'm separating his political life from his service to the country as a veteran. He's a military hero as a veteran. But as a politician, he was elected to destroy and defeat and kill Obamacare, and he raised money based on that promise. He was elected based on that promise, and his last act alive was to screw Donald Trump and to save Obamacare. Thumbs down, no killing of Obamacare. Amazing. Amazing. John McCain. But anyway, I said Trump's biggest problem is he was too nice. No more Mr. Nice Guy. He should have fired all the government bureaucrats, all the agency heads, and he should have indicted Hillary and Obama and all the other bad guys and bad gals who really are now after Trump and trying to destroy his life. Should have indicted everyone. He should have fired everyone. But he went to Washington. He tried to be nice. He tried to be actually not divide the country and not cause more controversy and be a peacemaker. And look what it got him. Look what it got him. So he shouldn't have been so nice. And next time around, no more Mr. Nice Guy. Indict everyone. Trump must be listening because he came out today and said, I will appoint a real special prosecutor to go after the Biden crime family once I'm elected president again in 2024. Good job, President Trump. Chris, how much time we have left? All right, GreatPatriotStore.com is the sponsor of this segment. And then I've got an interview I did on my Real America's Voice TV show on Saturday that we're going to run here with a great guest. But Great Patriot Store is the answer to inflation. Everything is running wild. All your bills are going up. And here are hundreds of household products that you're already using and buying, made in the USA, better quality, far lower prices, all made by a company run by conservatives and patriots, GreatPatriotStore.com. But like a Costco or a Sam's Club, you have to become a member. So go to GreatPatriotStore.com, fill out the form. Someone will contact you and make it really easy for you to sign up. GreatPatriotStore.com. Tell them Wayne Root sent you. All right. We're going to replay our Jennifer Say interview from my Saturday Real America's Voice TV show. She's a retired U.S. national champion gymnast, and she is an author and a filmmaker and a business executive who was in line to become CEO.
We've got Jennifer Say with us, who is an author, a filmmaker, a business executive, a retired
in the world, and she left because she's not woke. Watch this interview. She was on track to become the first female CEO in the history of Levi Strauss & Company, one of the most iconic companies in the history of America. She rose from chief marketing officer to global brand president. She helped save the iconic brand from bankruptcy, but then all of a sudden, something changed. Jennifer, welcome to the show. Great to have you with me.
Thanks for having me. Great to be here.
I'm sure my audience is going to love your story because you got a great story. So you were on track to become the first woman CEO ever of the billion-dollar multinational conglomerate Levi Strauss, but everything changed because you publicly opposed the closure or lockdown of San Francisco schools at the height of the COVID pandemic. Tell everybody what happened. Tell them the story.
Yeah, absolutely. I started at Levi's in 1999. I was there a really long time, which is very unusual in the world today. I started as an entry-level marketing assistant, worked my way all the way up to chief marketing officer in 2013, helped save the brand from the brink of bankruptcy, was the face of the brand in many ways. And then in 2020, as soon as the lockdown started, I was very outspoken about the harms that would be done to children from closed public schools, but also closed playgrounds, the masking of toddlers. I focused my outspokenness on children because I thought children was something that maybe we could all agree on, that we shouldn't harm children.
Right.
You know, I was concerned about other aspects, but I knew that what I was saying would be controversial, especially in San Francisco where I lived. Schools there were closed for 18 months, fully closed for 18 months.
Wow.
Playgrounds were closed. Playgrounds, outdoor playgrounds were closed for 9 months.
Crazy.
Children had nowhere to play.
Wow.
So from the very beginning in March 2020, I was outspoken about it on social media, but I also, you know, got to leading rallies and writing op-eds and that kind of thing. And one of the things you might find interesting and your viewers might find interesting is I very much, you know, come from the left. I had been a left of center person my entire adult life, and I, you know, I challenged this policy, which, let's be honest, was a Democratic policy. The Democratic states and cities were the ones closed the longest, and that just got me quite a bit of backlash, as you can imagine.
They wanted you to shut up, right? Levi wanted you to shut up. They were embarrassed that you were asking for schools to open.
Well, their own children went to in-person private school. Let me be clear. So the hypocrisy.
Yes.
I sent my children to public school. I'd been in the public school system in San Francisco since 2005, and they told me for 2 years we had conflict while I was there. 2 full years. I didn't give up. I stood my ground. They kept telling me I needed to stop. I didn't stop. And then in January of 2022, after being told I was in line for CEO, I was told there was no longer a place for me. And I was offered severance of $1 million. I did not accept it because I didn't want to sign a non-disclosure agreement because I wanted to be able to talk about the censorship. And so here I am with you, and I wrote a book that came out a few months ago called Levi's Unbuttoned about the whole experience.
Before you continue, Jennifer, standing ovation from Wayne Allyn Root. God bless you. You are a saint. You turned down seven figures so you could tell the truth to the American people, and you walked away from what was almost certainly the leadership CEO position of one of the great billion-dollar companies in America. And I got to tell you, I respect the heck out of you. You are fantastic. You're a breath of fresh air. Tell us about your book. Your book is called Levi's Unbuttoned. Give us some highlights of the book. We got about 3 minutes, Jennifer.
Yeah, it charts my career at Levi's as a woman coming up in corporate America, which wasn't always easy, and the entire second half is really about the conflict in my last 2 years and how I sort of found the strength and the courage to stand my ground despite the pressure, which was difficult, and I hope it's an inspiration for people who see the truth and are afraid to speak it, because we all have to stand up and say the truth. We have to do it despite the name calling and whatever backlash we may face. You know, for me, free speech and children, that was the hill I was willing to die on. You all have one? Do it. Stand up now or we're going to lose the chance.
All right, so I want to ask you a question. In the time we have left, why are companies doing this? Because you know that your majority of customers, you know, even if it's a slim majority, even if it's 51-49, the silent majority is not for woke policies and transgender brainwashing and drag queen shows. So they're churning off the majority of their consumers. Why are they committing economic suicide, Jennifer?
Well, the majority on the right and the left don't want politics in their consumerism. They just want it straight up the middle. They want great product at a great price from companies that treat employees fairly. So I think it's over 70% of Americans, that's what they say. The reason why they do it, it is a commercial calculation. Everyone they know agrees with them. This is a way for them to get, you know, round of applause from their friends and their communities for being these, you know, altruistic heroes. They don't really realize that half of the country disagrees with them. They think the people that disagree with them are, you know, it's this tiny minority of insane people. And so it's
so
a way
they live in a bubble, right?
They live in a bubble. But to be clear, it's a commercial calculation. Make no mistake. They don't think they're saving the world. They just pretend they are so they can be worshipped as heroes. Because being rich is not enough to get you worshipped anymore. In fact, it's enough to get you disdained. But these folks have big egos, and they want to be, you know, lion-eyed. They want to be heroes. So that's why they do it. It does also serve a secondary purpose. It shields them from scrutiny from the press, because the press loves these stories. They write fawning press pieces on people like Elizabeth Holmes and Sam Bankman-Fried until the whole thing falls apart. So it's a way to avoid scrutiny for less savory business practices. Because let's be clear, they're still keeping all the money for themselves.
Jennifer, it's been an honor and a pleasure to have you on the show. You're a person who doesn't just talk the talk. You walked the walk, gave up a seven-figure termination fee. It's unbelievable. You have our forever undying thanks. Keep leading the fight. Jennifer Say, her book's called Levi's Unbuttoned. Her website is sayeverything.com. It's an S-E-Y, sayeverything.com. Really appreciate you. Thank you. God bless.
Thank you.
The IRS is hiring 87,000 new agents. It's not a matter of if, but when you or your small business will be audited. Hey, Mike Rasmussen here. You need to be prepared when the notice arrives. That's why you need my friends at RevRex. It's revenue reconciliation made easy. When the IRS audits you, they access third-party databases such as your credit cards, banks, and your point-of-sale system to find underreported income. In many cases, though, that income is not underreported. How do you prove it? RevRex. As a small business owner, you make a buck, you report that buck. Don't let the IRS or any tax agency estimate your bucks. RevRex does not replace your CPA. It's an online tool to assist you and your CPA before you hear from the IRS. Beat the IRS to the punch. Get your data. Get protected. Get RevRex. That's RevRex.com. RevRex.com.
Hi, this is Wayne Alaroot for Z-Stack and Z-Shield. Dr. Vladimir Zelenko worked tirelessly to develop new formulas and products to protect you right up until the end of his life. His revolutionary Z-Stack product was based on his Nobel Prize-nominated Zelenko Protocol to boost your immune system against active viruses. But Dr. Zelenko was also searching for a way to address dormant viruses and developed Z-Shield. While the immune system gets rid of most viruses, some linger. These dormant viruses include Epstein-Barr, herpes viruses, shingles, chickenpox, and many more. Z-Shield helps ensure you are not vulnerable to new viruses or reactivation of the dormant ones. Get Z-Stack and Z-Shield right now at ZStackLife.com. That's ZStackLife.com. Use promo code WAR for a discount just for my fans. That's ZStackLife.com. Use promo code WAR. That's ZStackLife.com. Use promo code WAR. How safe is your money?
In the wake of multiple bank failures, financial experts warn that we could be facing a systemic banking crisis that might just end in catastrophic collapse, which could decimate your savings. And guess who will pay for the bailouts either way? You! Worst of all, government's solution is central bank digital currency. If Big Brother doesn't like what you do or say or buy, banks could shut off access to your money. And if that's not scary enough, inflation is destroying the value of your savings every day. That's why so many people are choosing to diversify into gold and silver to protect their wealth. After all, gold and silver are like wealth insurance against economic crisis. Call Goldgate Capital right now at 855-770-GOLD to discover how physical gold and silver can help protect your savings and protect you from financial disaster. Just say war for Wayne Alaroot to get up to $15,000 in free silver when you open a qualified gold IRA account. Call Goldgate Capital at 855-770-GOLD. That's 855-770-GOLD.
Raw and unfiltered.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Roots on fire. Welcome back to the show. Kind of casual today. I'm headed to the airport momentarily to head out to Silicon Valley, California. Speaking at the Silicon Valley Liberty Forum. I believe from memory it is Silicon Valley-Liberty Forum.com, I guess. I want people to know how to find out about my event. So let me see if I can find it here. Let me head to Twitter where I told everybody how to find out. Because if you're living in the Bay Area, you can see me tomorrow live and in person. I'm doing a book signing as well. And so here we go. My speech tomorrow, Liberty Forum of Silicon Valley. It's liberty-forum.us. Liberty-forum.us is how you reach the Liberty Forum of Silicon Valley. And I'll be speaking tomorrow at 6:15 p.m. 6:15 p.m. Energized Health is the sponsor of this segment of the show. Energized Health changed my life. I was never fat a day in my life. I had no weight to lose, so I didn't think I needed the program. But it turns out everybody, almost everybody, has fat inside their body. They don't know they've got inner body visceral fat. I lost 25 pounds of fat in only 88 days when I started the program, and then I gained 10 pounds of muscle, and I never looked back. And 2.5 years later, so soon we're in the home stretch, for 3 years later, I look and feel the best of my life, and science backs it up. National Institute of Health reveals proper hydration might slow down the aging process and prolong a disease-free life. Here's your chance to be like Wayne. Can't make promises, but if it's anything like what I experienced, it's reverse aging. It's amazing. It is, the fountain of youth for me. Energized Health is offering my fans The War 40% off action discount, 40% off. Just go to energizedhealth.com or call 888-444-8895. Energizedhealth.com, 888-444-8895. And tell them Wayne Root sent you to get 40% off. Interesting because, first thing I want to tell you is that Trump is up by 38 points on Ron DeSantis. And most Republicans view the indictment as a political hit job on Trump. And so Trump is soaring in the polls, as I predicted. I told you all right here last week, he would soar in the polls after every indictment, and he's soaring again. Liberals don't know what they're doing. They're making him into a martyr. They're making him into a hero. They're making him into a Superman. They're making him into superhuman. They're making him into a sympathetic figure, which he never was in his life. And people who don't like Trump or never like Trump are suddenly saying they feel bad for Trump and they're willing to vote for Trump. But there's another guy out there that I like, Robert F. Kennedy Jr. Again, he's a Kennedy. He's a Democrat. I'm not voting for him. But on certain issues, he's fantastic, and he's a breath of fresh air, like the vaccine, like the COVID cover-up, like Big Pharma being a bunch of crooks and criminals, and there should be a Nuremberg 2.0 trial. These people should be put in prison for life or hung for crimes against humanity and mass murder. And so Robert F. Kennedy Jr. syncs with me on that issue and several others, the deep state, the D.C. swamp, the censorship. He's on my team and all that. He doesn't seem as bad as he used to on climate change and environmentalism. And he seems to be pretty good on the border. Here's something I've never heard any Republican running for president saying. Robert F. Kennedy Jr. visits the southern border and says U.S. hospitals are packed with so many pregnant migrants that American women are having to delay deliveries. I've never even heard that out of Trump's mouth. I've never heard that out of DeSantis' mouth. I've never heard any Republican running for the Republican nomination saying that all these women are pregnant coming over the border to drop an anchor baby on our soil. And they call it anchor baby because once the baby is born, it's an American citizen who was born in America. And you can never get rid of them. They're an anchor. The mother is here forever. It's an anchor. And even RFK Jr. recognizes this is wrong. This is ridiculous. This is bad for business, bad for economy, bad for America, bad for jobs. And it's a disaster. And after visiting America's southern border, Robert F. Kennedy Jr. said hospitals along the U.S.-Mexico border are so packed with pregnant migrant women that American women are having to delay their scheduled deliveries. He said he was left in shock at what he saw, warning that Americans are losing access to health care while migrants take their place. Moms occupied 32 of 36 beds in the Yuma Hospital maternity ward so that local moms had to delay induced pregnancies for 2 weeks. And so he means 32 of the 36 beds are illegal alien moms. And keep in mind, from what I've seen and from what I've heard, most of the people coming over the border are military-age men. And they're here to hurt us, to destroy us. And the Chinese version of them, China must be backing them. How do you get from China to Mexico, right? It's expensive. It's a long journey. It requires boats, not just walking up Central America and South America. So the Chinese Communist Party is pushing them to come to America. It's all part of an invasion of America. So if it's all military-age males, how are our hospitals overwhelmed with pregnant women? Because the few women that are coming are pregnant, and they want to give birth in America. We don't want military-age males, and we don't want pregnant women. This is a disaster that will destroy us militarily, terrorism-related, and then expense-wise. All these babies are not just anchor babies. They're anchors that will destroy our economy. Destroy our economy. That's why Trump is up 38 over DeSantis and at 61% approval overall since he was indicted. Go to my website, check out my latest column, Trump's poll numbers exploding up. Here's what clueless Democrats, D.C. swamp, and deep state will never understand. My column is at root4america.com. I'll be gone tomorrow. I'm back on Wednesday. God bless. Bye-bye.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. we now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.